does. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
In the cracks of the crowd lies Eduardo, the circus cop. Acrobats beware, jugglers on stare. It's Eduardo, circus cop.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. Hey, listen to Hippo Juice.
What is the douchebag of voice?
I want to see the Hippo Juice
email. I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water,
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god!
There's a video. Back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. I'll be keeping an eye on that and reading the listeners' useless comments. I mean, useful.
Really,
useful.
Really?
Useful.
Completely
comments.
Useless.
Completely useless.
Terrible
comments.
Even.
Just why? Why do you write? I don't even get it.
Just
why even read it?
I mean, because to make fun of them?
Because they're stupid.
Because they're dumb. That's why.
We just laugh at you guys.
Anyway, welcome.
That's how stupid you are.
To the show. Today is Rocvember 13th.
Ooh.
November. 2000 Rock 13th.
I thought it was Rocktober.
I have this funny joke where I call it Yesvember.
Why? Why is that?
I don't get it.
Because they play
like,
a lot
it's
of
like
yes.
The opposite of November.
Oh! But what we do is I thought it's because you only play yes songs.
I was going to say, we only play. We only play Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Only that? Can we pick other Yes songs?
That's the only Yes song we're allowed to play.
That's fucking... I don't like Yesvember. Fuck this shit. No. I'm done with this. I'm not doing that. Anyway, it's Movember. And since it is Movember, I shaved my head and my face.
That's the opposite of what
you're
supposed to do.
I'm a rebel! Rage Against the Machine!
That's the opposite of what you're supposed to do on Yesvember.
Yesvember.
I don't got a lovely mustache.
I don't. It's just. I don't
what?
Know what it is.
Why are you not in the Yesvember spirit?
Because it's just why. It's terrible.
Also,
yes,
also
it's
for
so
November,
yes.
Right? I like to step up the game. where I have to say no to everything unless I want to do it. Then I say yes.
But wait,
that's the only exception.
Isn't that what you do all the time?
Isn't that normal? Isn't that life?
Yeah, it's what I do all the time. But the difference is we're in the month of November.
Okay.
So you can see how that changes the dynamic.
It doesn't change.
I still don't get it.
I'm going to calm down. Am I going to Ryan make me mad this early in the show? Ryan, I'm moving on. It doesn't change anything. Marie, please stop playing that song right now. Stop
Marie,
it.
Listen to him, but then start it again.
No, don't do that!
Hey, guess what? Guess what is much better than us?
What's better than a lonely heart?
Owner of a broken heart.
That's worse.
That is much worse.
Guys,
it's better to be lonely than broken.
Fine.
In the heart department.
If we have to hear the song, I don't need to hear you translate it. I hear the words.
No, you're hearing it, but you're not listening to it.
Okay, fine. Okay. Anyway.
I don't want to listen to it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean. So Yahoo did something funny. I know,
Yahoo,
crazy.
Serious?
No, the actual website.
Yahoo!
Yahoo hasn't done anything funny in years.
Everybody on this show has seen one of those 30 on 30 things, those ESPN documentaries, like, you know, the U one. Or
explain it to Sean. Sean doesn't know.
See, Sean, shut the fuck up. Do you understand
I don't
now?
Watch TV.
Do you understand now? Good.
It's a 30-minute segment on something about 30.
Yes.
So, I know. I watched the one on Ricky Williams. It was fantastic.
So here
you go. That one was awesome.
What is the other
run,
30
Ricky,
for?
Run. Oh, it was fantastic.
Dude, that was – did you see it, Royce?
Yeah, Run, Ricky, Run. That was a great one. Yeah.
What's the other 30 for? What's the 30 on 30? Is it 30 years or something?
I think it was initially when it first came out, it was 30 directors and 30 films. Like different sports films.
Oh, I was way off.
But then it, you know, it became so popular they just kept the name.
They kept the name and said, "Fuck the premise."
All right, here you go. Let me just play this.
I remember watching that game. By halftime, it was getting out of hand. They were getting destroyed. Many of them, literally.
You got to remember when Jordan won in the NBA, he did it with Horace Grant, Scottie Pippen, and Phil Jackson. Now he's teamed up with a bunny, an overweight rooster.
I mean, Jordan had beaten Magic and Bird, but this was a whole different beast. We're talking about 3 12-footers and 2 guys with spikes coming out of their
head. I remember turning to my colleague and saying, this just isn't happening.
30 for 30.
At the time, Michael Jordan was retired from the game for almost 2 years, and he was still the most popular.
Yes.
So they're doing a 30 on 30 or 30 for 30,
yes,
as they said.
Yes.
Yes.
On Space Jam, the movie.
On Space Jam, not the movie, as you'll find out, on the actual event that occurred.
And the basketball that occurred,
game between aliens and Michael Jordan.
Yes.
In 1996. 95 to 96.
Looney Tune
95, you'll find out. And the best part about this is they got real, like, basketball people. If you're if you watch a 30 for 30, this is exactly what all of them are like. Even Run Ricky Run was like this. You know, it's where they get people that, like any documentary, they get people that, that talk about that were there when it happened and shit.
Just
like,
talking over B-roll.
Someone
in front of a green screen.
A group called Sketchy is their name, but they did it for Yahoo. So let me keep playing. Let me back up a little bit. Keep playing. Here you go.
Magic and Bird, but this was a whole different beast. We're talking about 3 12-footers and 2 guys with spikes coming out of their
head. I remember turning to my colleague and saying, "This just isn't happening."
30 for 30.
Toon Squad versus
Monsters. At the
time,
Michael Jordan was retired from the game for almost 2 years, and he was still the most popular athlete in the world. That's how big he was.
He already had 3 championships, 3 MVPs, a college title, and in a way, there was nothing left for him to prove.
And then the news broke.
I was home watching TV, and they break in and say, Michael Jordan is teaming up with a bunny to take on a group of alien basketball players.
Remember, this is 1995. The day before, we didn't even know that aliens existed. Now, not only are they out there, but they're playing basketball with this Aaronness himself.
Enter one of the craziest teams.
Yes.
They did such a good job.
No. I asked Marie because it's a long video. I was like, you know, it's like 5 minutes. Should we play this? And I showed it to her. She goes, yeah, you should play it. So it gets even better. Trust me. The way they did this is because even the ending is like a 30 for 30 ending here. They're playing intersplicing clips from the movie.
Of all time.
the Toon Squad.
You had a rabbit named Bugs, a bird named Tweety.
Some of their players, they couldn't even talk. They had this old lady sitting on the bench, and she was knitting on the bench.
And he had this small forward, and he had the craziest stutter. You know, he would try to pronounce a word over and over, and then he would give up and say a completely different word.
I wonder if they're talking about Babs.
You shit idiot.
Fans loved it. So great. It was an unfortunate speech impediment.
I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
If you saw it in a movie, you wouldn't believe it. And it'd be a pretty bad movie, too.
That's not nice. By the way, notice that they keep putting these people's titles at the bottom. Oh, the one guy is, quote, of Monsters of Men, the Jam story.
I know. I was going to – yes, he wrote the book of Monsters and Men. It's amazing.
Thank you, Royce, for correcting Ryan and his stupidity. It's Monsters. It is Monsters.
All right. Let's put a little more.
A lot. I had never seen him like this. There were nerves.
This wasn't Chicago.
In the first quarter, Michael Jordan was absolutely lost. It looked like he was completely out of his element.
That's bull. Look, anybody who tells you that Jordan wasn't at his best or that he let his nerves get to him, they weren't watching. The refs weren't calling anything.
The refs.
The referees were absolutely horrific.
That's the part where I was like, all right.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy is an interviewer.
This gets better.
His ball game. Guys were getting punched. They were getting stepped on.
You couldn't believe the stuff they were getting away with.
I filed multiple grievances with the Players Association regarding my injuries. Almost 20 years later, still nothing.
I remember a guy, the Rooster, from Toon Squad. He was burned alive on the court.
They killed Foghorn Leghorn right in front of his teammates. And they kept going. They didn't even acknowledge it.
I mean, it was their focus.
I love how Daffy Duck is credited as a shooting guard.
I know. Here.
Foghorn Leghorn. Right in front of his teammates. And they kept going. They didn't even acknowledge it.
I mean, it was their focus. Their resilience. I can't imagine a team in today's NBA that would go on after they see one of their own players killed. Toon Squad, they were different.
They fight back. Another player goes down. They keep fighting.
Toon Squad is pulled back within a single point. I think there was like 9 or 10 seconds left in the game. Bill Murray's got the ball.
At that moment, Bill's thinking one thing.
I forgot Bill Murray was in that movie. I totally forgot that.
I forgot Michael Jordan was in the movie. Bill Murray. I only remember Bill Murray and Newman.
Of course, Newman.
Everyone for, you know.
Back within a single point. I think there was like 9 or 10 seconds left in the game. Bill Murray's got the ball.
At that moment, Bill's thinking one thing.
Dude, Bill Murray had a crazy, like, crossover there. He totally juked him.
It was nice.
Ball to Michael. And with the game on the line, Jordan gets the ball. And you can tell, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. Even if that means dunking from half court.
And then he suspended in midair, takes the ball. And I don't even know how to explain it.
I remember thinking, there's no way you can do this. You can't reach the rim. You're at half court. There's no way you can do it.
And swish.
Over the years, I've covered a lot of great basketball teams. But the Toon Squad, we'll never forget those names. Jordan, Bugs, Daffy.
It was incredible. All of it. I've never seen anything like it. And I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again.
The Monstars disbanded after the game.
Am I the only one who's about to cry just reliving that moment when Jordan saved Earth via basketball?
It says here in the little after thing, like 30 for 30, the Monstars disbanded after the game. They murdered their owner by shoving him into
Monstars,
a rocket.
Oh, Monstars! Like monsters and their stars.
I hate you so much.
All these years! Just got it!
I hate him.
I'm like, wait a spell, Warner Brothers. Why by the way, I'm thinking of getting this really funny shirt, Royce.
Don't!
Let me say it. No. It says, if you see the cops, Warner Brother.
Right? I hate you so much.
It's really good.
Oh, like warn a brother, as in like a friend of yours from another nationality.
I don't understand why you guys even indulge him.
Is this a thing?
The Toon Squad never played another game. They remained undefeated. And that was the whole thing. That was fantastic.
So they're just going to go with the premise that the events of Space Jam were a real-life basketball game.
They were, as we discussed a couple weeks ago when we were discussing.
And Bill Murray was able to play basketball.
He's very good.
Can you prove otherwise, Murray?
Yeah. Show me where. Show me where it's not. It was just, wasn't a documentary.
Can you prove that it didn't happen?
Well, I could with the DVD of all the people that worked on making up the story.
Okay, cool.
And the credits.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think that exists. You're making things up.
I mean, yeah, it was probably a VHS tape first, but they converted it to DVD,
right? Then why did Ken Burns do the voiceover for the documentary?
Because I don't know.
Okay. All right, maybe I fell asleep watching the History Channel.
Is Michael Jordan on record saying that it never happened? I don't think so.
No, he's not. He's never said.
He's too busy denying his baseball season never happened.
Oh, sports joke.
Oh,
whoa.
Snap.
And topical. That's a twofer.
It's like,
snap. Because one time he was like basketball, and then one time he was like baseball, and then like for a second he was like golf, and then he was like Space Jam. What?
So yeah. Have you guys seen Idaho's? Okay, go.
Udaho.
Okay, yeah.
Idaho potatoes.
They have a new they have a PSA. It's a couple years old, but I don't know if you guys have heard this
public
one.
Public service announcement.
Well, here, let me just play it.
This is the PSA. Idaho, we exist.
We're here.
It's new, Teen Mommy Darcy. She has a baby, no job, where will she stay? Teen Mommy Darcy comes with her own tiny trailer. Teeny tiny trailer, no child support, welfare checks, long unemployment lines. Hello, is Teen Daddy Bear in there? That number's disconnected. Oh no! New Teen Mommy Darcy. New Teen Mommy Darcy comes with diapers and 24-hour crying baby Darcy. Teen Daddy Darren not available.
It says teen parenting isn't fun. Sex lasts a moment, being a parent.
Wait, wait. Yeah. Why is the teen daddy not available?
Because he was.
He doesn't want a child?
Probably a minority.
But I want to buy teen daddy for teen Darcy.
You can't.
I want the whole set. I want mommy and baby and daddy. I want a family. I want a teen family. I want everyone to be together, related, and under their 20s in doll form.
Hey, you want to hear about the most annoying woman on the planet?
Yes.
Marie, what did she do now?
So, apparently, there's a limit to how many 911 calls you can make, and a DC woman is learning
the
hard way.
Stop. What's the limit? Guesses.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. No, it's not. It's Ryan, too. That would be
like,
really
like a day or just
what,
in
yeah,
general?
What's the time frame of this limit? Did she say? I don't want to go forward without her telling us.
No,
but
they
47.
They do say how many times she's called over a certain amount of years.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's over years.
Okay. Over, right. Okay. Over 20 years. Let's do that.
Over
20 years. Over
20 years. Years
how many times has she called? They've given her 20 years of leeway. How many times has she called that they go, that's enough. You can't call anymore.
Okay. Well, obviously, once a year is probably too low.
Okay.
So
obviously, once a year, of course, is too low.
So
in what world would once a year be too high? I can't even imagine that you had to even say that out loud.
I did.
I'm
going
to say 80.
Okay, 80.
I'm going to say
okay.
In 20 years.
20 years. 2 decades.
20 years that she has called the police 11,000 times. That is three times a day for 20 years.
Okay, let me.
That's too much.
Murray, you dial 9-1, and when I say hit 1.
Hit 1 again.
I'm
going to say 120 times.
Okay. Let's see.
To how many 911 calls you can make, and a DC woman is learning that the hard way. Over the past 30 years, Martha Rigsby has become the most frequent dialer of the three-digit number in DC history, totaling thousands of calls. It started when she had a fainting spell in 1977, and the calls continued from there. In the past year, emergency responders were called 226 times on her behalf, and she rode in the ambulance 117 times.
Thanks, Obamacare.
So she fainted in 1977?
Right, and because of that...
Okay, while she was fainting, I'm going to read other things that happened in 1997, Royce.
Okay, please.
Wait, 97 or 77?
77.
1977. While she was fainting, this is what other people were doing.
Okay.
The world's first personal all-in-one computer, keyboard screen tape storage, the Commodore PET, is demonstrated at the electronic show in Chicago.
Yeah, Brian, but she had a slight headache, so shut up.
Okay.
So you got to call the cops.
Okay. While U.S. President Jimmy Carter pardons Vietnam War draft evaders.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, but here's the thing. Yeah. She got a splinter on Thursday, and she wasn't sure if it was infected, so she figured she'd call 911.
Yeah, fair enough, but Fleetwood Mac's Grammy-winning album Rumors is released.
Yeah, you know what I say? More like Fleetwood Hack, because she had some corns.
But they said that they said that she has called, or had in the past year, had emergency services to her house 260-something times.
Is that a lot of times? Okay.
That's almost 9 months out of the year.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, there's 365 days in a year.
Yeah. How many months is a year?
12. Fuck you.
Are you sure? Hold on. Wait a second. Because you know what? The last thing I want to do is speculate.
What about that lousy smarch weather?
Marie, normally I'd ask Dutch to look it up, but you're here.
Dutch is here.
Okay, Dutch
here now.
Good, perfect. Dutch, can you look up? Because I have a feeling that Sean is lying to us. How many months are in a year? Can you look that up? Google
it. All right.
It?
Do we have to use official Google, or can we like ask Jeeves or something?
No. Would you ask Jeeves?
How about you just ask Dutch? I know what it is.
Dutch! Shut up. All of a sudden, Dutch is going to side with Sean.
All right.
My name is Dutch. I know how many months are in a year. I went to kindergarten.
Don't rub it in the faces of those who don't have the cash.
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm not telling you anymore.
Stop flossing your
guys.
Money.
Shut up, guys, because this is important, because Google had to invent this.
No. No.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on.
Don't.
Wait for it. I just Googled how many months are in a year, and a conversion document came up in Google that says time and arrows up and down and year equals one and 12 equals months and you can adjust it and it tells you different things.
No.
There's a converter.
No.
They made up a converter to say 1 year equals 12 months.
Okay, Sean, I apologize. You were correct. Google did let us know. Thank you, Google, for that converter.
Hold on. I'm going to change the year to 24.
Wait.
Hold on.
Are you on a supercomputer?
Hold on. What is this? I'm going to change the 2 to a 3.
Hold on, Marie.
I'm going to change the 2 to a 3.
Marie, do I have to get more
36! Holy shit!
Do I have to get more punch cards?
Yeah,
okay, let me go get some more punch cards.
Hold on. What if I said 3.5?
Don't do that. There's
40 fucking 2!
Whoa.
Let me change months to nanoseconds.
Don't change it to nanoseconds. I don't want to know. That's
guess
too much information.
Guess how many nanoseconds are in 3.5 years?
10.
1.104 E plus 17.
I don't know. Did you just error Google?
No.
Oh.
I didn't error Google.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
No, we're done.
I was going to say, since Dutch is on, now would be the best time to go to everyone's favorite segment.
No, Royce. No.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Let me. Type.
Is Dutch ready?
My sounder.
Is Dutch ready?
Sound folder for funny things open.
Dutch?
All right, and we're going to our segment called Trending Now. Okay. So
still awful.
So in this segment,
wait. Hold on. Ryan. I'm sorry.
Called again? I missed it.
I was pulling
listening.
Something up.
What is the segment?
I really apologize. That's on me. What is the segment called?
Oh, sorry. I closed it. Let me type. Let me open up my folder, funny sounds for show. Here we go. And I will play it. I won't say it or spray it.
Okay.
And the segment is called Trending Now.
Okay.
In this segment, what we do is I go to Yahoo, and they have things that are trending currently. So give me a...
No, that sound is not for that. Stop. Now you're overusing it and making a mockery of the serious segment that we're trying to produce here.
So
go ahead.
So you guys will pick a number 1 through 10, and I will read what is trending. I'm sorry. I'm watching the baby drink wine.
What?
What?
What's happening?
The baby is drinking wine.
Stop it.
No, okay. Not stop it. The baby likes to party. She needs to unwind.
What baby?
So, number 1 through 10. Go.
What
Sean.
What baby?
Okay, 12.
No, 1 through 10.
16.
Murray, do a conversion for 1 through 10. Tell me if 16's in it.
No, it's
look
not.
It up. It's 16. Someone look in Google. Is 16 between 1 and 10?
Is okay. 16 between
Sean chose 4.
No, he
and
didn't.
4? He just said 4.
No, he was. You didn't let him finish. He was going to say foreskin is what he loved in his face.
Foreskin. No.
Well, sorry, number 4 currently, and it changes every second, for me is Lily Allen.
What?
And this is the backlash to Lily Allen's sexist backlash to sexism.
Bull dyke.
I just read that.
Wait.
No, Lily Allen is not a bull dyke. No, she is a young woman.
Bull dyke.
She's got Lily Allen? Does anybody know?
I have no idea.
British pop singer, and she's got a really bad accent. She got like that, you know, that like industrial type of accent. I don't know. You're like, they can barely get their words out and you can't understand what they're saying, type of British accent. I'm trying to think of.
Okay, so apparently.
Like a cockney?
People are.
Yes.
So,
that's Scottish.
So apparently, this dude, his name is Angus Johnston. Good name, nerd. And it says at student activism, by the way, Royce. So this guy on Twitter is a student activist.
Well, first off, I only respect hacktivist anyway. Everyone knows that about me.
So what Angus Johnston at student activism says is first.
I'm sorry. Lily I wasn't paying attention. Did somebody make a beef joke already? I was pulling something up. I don't want to just.
Beef.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Ryan.
Is she a singer? Lily Allen?
She is a singer. Yes.
All right.
Apparently he tweeted that. Shaking her ass in Allen's video appears 9 seconds after she sings, "Don't need to shake my ass for you because I've got a brain." So,
this is a Lily Allen song called Smile.
This is her big U.S. hit.
Yeah, I've awful. Never heard of her or this song.
Sounds terrible. I don't like you'll this at all.
Wait till you get to the chorus, you'll recognize it.
No. I don't like this.
I don't like it either. I'm just saying it was a big hit.
So apparently a student activist pointed out that after she says the line, "Don't need to shake my ass for you because I've got a brain," 9 seconds later, she is shaking her derriere.
Okay, well, that's the video we need to be watching. What video is it?
I don't know. Look at the line. Everything Pommies are waiting for, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. I don't know. It doesn't say a song.
I don't like this, Ken. Can we pick a different segment for...
Yeah, Sean. How about you pick a different number, one that it doesn't
It
suck.
Really is yeah, Sean's Sean. Fault. Come on, bro.
7.
You should have said 16.
I did.
Nah, I don't think so.
No, I said 16.
I don't believe
you
it.
Let me play by that.
He did not. He did not.
Ooh, the one he chose was 50 Shades of Grey. By the way...
Yes!
I watch... Dutch, I like watching...
Wait, come on. Guys, wait... Can we,
who doesn't love dicks?
Why are the men more excited about the 50 Shades of Grey thing than Marie? I don't understand.
Marie doesn't like dicks.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I read 50 Shades of Macy Gray, and it just really wasn't that
it's
interesting.
Not, come on. That's not the same thing. That's a
it
singer.
Had nothing to do with gray matter like I thought.
Come on, guys.
So, anyway, by the way, I love to watch the show Catfish, right?
And I love that show. By the way, Neve is totally not gay.
Totes.
No, Neve. And what's his life partner's name?
Oh, he's not life partner. Max? Friends. They're friends.
Yeah. Neve and Max.
Stop.
The episode, listen,
don't say that. No. Friends.
If they were like, if they were holding hands and kissing with their tongues, it would have been straighter than what they did. Because Neve goes up to Max and he like very like joyfully just plays with his hair. He just spikes it up. Just joking around. Just playing with your hair, Max.
They make it so obvious, too, because when they're filming in the room, like, say they are in a hotel room and they're talking to the mark before they go get catfished or whatever, you notice that only one bed is messed up.
Yes,
the other one's
we made. Talked. We were actually, Dutch, remember, we all talked about it on Old Fifth Circle. We would all just take shots every time we would see something doing something gay.
Why wouldn't one of their producers or videographers just be like, just shuffle the mattress?
No.
Well, it's just them two. Just one with the camera and one doing
it's
the
interview. It's like, because
it's
love vagina.
It's not just them two. It's
you know
not.
What? It's funny because like the very first season, although I didn't believe it, I kind of understood, okay, they just got a show and they probably have no budget to work with, so they probably did want a room cash. But the season they're on now, like even the last episode I saw, they were saying about how they walked into a suite, like a suite of a really nice hotel, so they could obviously afford two beds. But like you said, there's always two twin beds in the room that they share, and only one of them is messed up.
Yeah, or one of them only has like their clothes on it for the next day.
And one of them always has jizz on his face.
No, that's not.
Here's the biggest giveaway.
What episode are you watching?
Wait, what episode are you watching?
Oh, you're watching the porn version, Catfist. It's different.
Oh.
Wait, what? What's that?
It's Sean, I'll send it to you later.
Well,
go
you
ahead.
Put it on for me.
Well,
hey,
me tell you
watch
the biggest,
this.
The biggest giveaway was I was watching an episode like a couple weeks ago, right? And both of them are on camera. And now they share the same room, right? There's only one bathroom in there. And both of them have their just showered wet hair.
Of course.
They had to have showered together.
Uh-huh.
They both had wet hair.
Oh, okay, Ryan. How are you supposed to wash your back if your buddy doesn't help you?
True. How do you wash your back if your buddy's not in there to help you?
Yeah,
good point.
Come on. It's called spotting, just like at the gym. You know
so anyway.
Spotter bro?
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis is sending us the controversial video from Riri Allen. I'm assuming she's also Asian.
So, yeah, okay. So while you get that ready, by the way, the reason I brought this up is anytime I go to watch Catfish, they always, on demand, they always show a commercial for some MTV show, and the clip that they won't stop playing over and over is some girl, like some young high school girl saying, wow, that's like 50 Shades of Cray. And every time I see that, I want to throw the TV out the window.
Oh, like Cray Cray.
And I want to set the state on fire. The whole state. Shit. I mean, America. I want to set North America on fire.
That's horrible. Oh, God. That's even bad for, like, even we wouldn't speak that way.
Oh, Cray.
Leah just pointed out that North America is a country, not a state. So I stand corrected.
No, it would be more of
it's
a,
actually
continent.
A continent.
I missed that.
Both of you are stupid. It's
yeah,
a continent.
You're both dumb.
Neither one of you are right.
Are you sure it's not a city parcel?
It why is. Don't you Google it and get a converter of city,
go
state,
Google,
to country?
Go to Google. Go to converter.
Check it out. Put it in the
check
converter, Marie. Come
all
on.
Right,
tell
so
me how many months equals a country, Marie.
No, Google's just going to tell me I'm stupid. It's going to give me something nonsensical. By the way, Lily Allen is just getting liposuction in this video. It's stupid.
Really? I don't know what it is.
That's not
what
I
hate Dennis. He is awful.
She has really smooth bangs, sparkly eyes. She's singing on a surgery table, and they're liposuctioning out her belly.
Tell Dennis to quit being such a menace.
Get him, Ryan.
What
get
is,
him.
Well, what was the topic about it again? Why was it controversial?
I don't know why you got to be so
you,
mean to
are
Dennis.
Are you not supposed to get liposuction?
I don't know because she says the line, I don't need to shake my ass because I've got brains. And then she's
okay,
shaking
cool.
her rump.
Fine. Are we done with this fart segment?
Okay,
segment?
Yes. All right, Dutch. And that concludes the segment, Trending Now.
Oh, I hit it. It
failed.
Didn't go.
Fucking
oh,
fail.
I had to pot it down. Sorry.
Well, that. All right. That's what they say about timing. It's all about fart noises.
Sorry, I hit the sounder. My computer froze because I'm downloading Space Jam.
Why did
I had to find a VHS copy because I'm a purist.
I hate you. Okay, shut up.
I hate all of you.
Hold on. Let me, because Dutch must have not heard. Let's try this again.
Some things really are just too good to
be. And it really is tittle.
It is
true.
A tittle.
A couple of Australian right. One and all expense paid trip to Canada with accommodations, brand new luggage, and seven.
Okay, let them play it because we were screaming.
These really are just too good to be true. A couple in Australian One and all expense paid trip to Canada with accommodations, brand
ew.
New luggage, and.
What?
You're in lovely Australia and you have to go to fucking Canada?
You know what's awesome about Canada? Is eventually you get to leave Canada.
It's true. That's what it says in their license plates.
Canada, don't worry, you can leave. It's their license
Canada,
plate.
If you wait for that one week in June, it's kind of nice.
It's paid trip to Canada with accommodations, brand new luggage, and $7 million worth of methamphetamine. A 64-year-old.
Nice. What game show was this? Price is Right? This had to be the Golden Road.
No, it's not, I don't think.
Did
it was
guess?
Golden Road.
It
that's
was Plinko.
The segment they do once a year where they give away huge prizes and $7 million worth of meth and a trip to Canada.
I don't,
pretty good.
No. This was the one where they had to like guess before the little mountain man like went off
Plinko.
The cliff. No, not Plinko. Joel knows.
Climbs the hill.
Okay.
I love that little mountain guy. And he always just walked right off cliffs. He's so crazy.
Speaking of Price is Right, am I the only one concerned that Drew Carey's been replaced with a robot? Because he has zero emotion. He doesn't really move.
He's doing Price is Right.
I haven't seen that show in so long.
Well, Dutch, you haven't been sick in a while?
No. Yeah,
that's what it is.
You haven't been sick in a while?
Yeah. I haven't been home from school in a while, yeah.
That's what happens. All right, let's finish playing this.
$1 worth of methamphetamine. A 64-year-old woman who has been identified only as Sue says she and her 74-year-old husband...
So what, I suck guys off in the corner for crystal meth? Where'd that come from?
Your fucking inner thoughts?
Sue says she and her 74-year-old husband...
Oh, he had his subconscious potted up.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Potted down, dude.
4-year-old husband won the trip to North America through an online competition that promised them 7 nights of accommodations, spending money, return flights, and more. Sue says
the
it
more
seems
was
legitimate.
The methamphetamine.
Ah, that's where they get you. The more.
It's so
yeah, but
husband.
You know, it seems awesome, but now you got to pay taxes on $7 million worth of meth.
It's not that great.
I don't think that's how that works.
Are you sure?
You get a W-9 for meth? Because I never got one.
Well, that's because you
probably owe back taxes.
It's because you smoked it all.
Probably.
It seemed legitimate, so she and her husband packed up and went on holiday. But that competition ended up being an elaborate Canadian-based online scam targeting elderly people. CBC
Stop calling vacations holiday.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it's called in Europe.
Man, what an ingenious idea for a scammer to target elderly people.
Hey,
no one's ever thought of that before.
Hey, I am a prince from Canada, and I need your help. They're the dumbest people ever. It was probably a site that was like moneyfordrugs.com. Well, that sounds legit, honey. We won. Let's just go.
Dude, how skinny did Drew Carey get?
I was just going to say, did you put up the picture of Drew Carey? He looks like he should be like selling me like a new Buick.
Wow, that's Drew?
What the hell happened? Where did he lose all his weight?
And hair.
What happened to the Carey dog? Man.
Damn.
Wow, he is. Carey Ryan.
Dude, he's one of those guys. He's just.
Did you call
take
him the
more seriously when he's chubby? Like,
Dutch, hold on.
Look at his hair. Look at his
like
handsome
sharp
hair.
No one's going to bring up that Ryan called him the Carey dog like they're friends.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're friends.
Cool. I understand.
Me and Drew Carey are friends. Carey dog.
Well, that's clearly Alton Brown on the right. That's not him.
If he took his glasses off, you'd never recognize him.
Wow, he does look like Alton Brown.
I can't believe how much weight he's lost.
It's like he was doing meth.
Scam
$7
targeting elderly people. CBC says the couple was a bit suspicious about the new luggage they received on their way home to Australia, so they called police who later discovered the drugs in the luggage. The couple planned to meet with someone upon their arrival home, and officials immediately launched an investigation. Authorities ended up in Scarborough, where they searched a car...
Which was worse than anything that could have ever happened, ever.
...car and room.
Well, that's why I don't go to the website, not going to set you up to sell crystal meth in Canada.org. I mean, I know knots in the title, but it's a little fishy.
Okay.
It's related to the hoax and bags fishy. Similar to the ones given to the elderly couple, along with $15,000 cash. A 38-year-old Canadian man was reportedly arrested at the airport in connection with the con and charged with importing a commercial quantity of a...
Con! Sorry.
...border-controlled drug. The couple has not been held responsible...
It's the wrong con.
...for any wrongdoing. Wait, Sue says right. Even though the holiday might have ended a bit unexpectedly, she and her husband had
a lot of meth.
They had a lot of fun.
They had a
meth.
Lot of meth.
That was a lot of meth.
They just walked everywhere.
Be good time.
There's bits in between. It was a bit higgledy-piggledy, if you will.
What?
Sorry, you're going to isolate that immediately, right, Dutch?
Yes.
Okay. Shut up and get a clean one.
She and her husband had a...
Tell me. I'm ready, if you're ready.
No, I'm going to do it from my end, so okay. just keep going.
There's bits in between. It was a bit higgledy-piggledy, if you will. Beautiful. Fantastic. A couple of times, again, I had doubts, but, yeah, it was a good holiday.
See, what people forget about Canada is that it's Canada.
Terrible. I don't think anyone forgets
the
that.
Australians don't get that.
It's terrible. And as Daniel Tosh called it, Australia is the Alabama of the planet. So that's really what it is.
That's funny. That is really funny.
You know, it's really funny because now that I live here, you know, in case there's any new people. Because I knew people. I live in Georgia. Anytime I tell somebody
the country Georgia, like the former Soviet Union.
Yeah. So anyway, anytime I tell somebody, "Oh, I'm originally from Miami," they all say the same thing. Oh, why'd you leave Miami to come here? I'm like, have you ever been to Miami? That's not a hotel on the ocean. It's pretty awful. It's Miami's really awful. There's no-
everybody thinks it's I know. Dexter.
It's not
exactly.
Why would you think Dexter's
wearing
good?
Wyattas and fedoras and solving crimes. No, it's more.
Dexter's
than that.
Not good. Dexter's a mass murderer.
Yeah, but you know, there's salsa music everywhere, everywhere,
and
just
that
everywhere.
One strip of four buildings has really pretty neon lights on the outside.
That's right. That little South Beach is maybe half a mile long, maybe,
yeah.
And that's it.
Like you left Miami to come here? Yeah. Have you ever been to Miami? It's awful.
It's the worst thing ever.
It's like if I said, "Wow, you left the Bahamas to come here?" Yeah. You unless you live in the Atlantis Hotel, that you know it's pretty awful. Or like Jamaica, if you live in the middle of that awful island.
See, it's different with it. I kind of like the fact that coming from Philadelphia, people are like, oh, what a shithole. And then when people actually go, they're like, you know what? It's not that bad. But it's complete opposite with you. It's like everybody thinks it's, you know, it's Fantasia.
Yeah, fucking
when you actually
Will
walk
Smith
in, it's like, wow,
built the city up. Stinks. And now people go there and like, oh, well, I guess that part's all right.
Dude, people forget that from A1A, the ocean, to US 27, the Everglades, it's like 13 miles wide. South Florida is pretty small and crowded.
It is terrible.
And there's a lot of minorities.
More than most
people. 15 miles. It's not that bad.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Los Angeles.
Meanwhile, where Mitch is at, I'm sure Mitch lives on 15 miles of property.
No, I've been to his place before.
It's
a shithole.
Talk shit on it.
Okay, hold on. Serious question,
it's a frozen tundra wasteland, but he doesn't own any land.
Because he lives in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Does he live under a dome?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, not. Yeah, despite the contrary, people don't everyone has a dome.
Are you sure? Look it
are
up.
Are we no, doing this not. Bit again?
Put a converter.
No, I'm telling you, I was there.
All right, Google.
Convert domes into years.
No,
how
awful was for dome
domes
to, it,
dome
it,
to
I
years.
Went there in the winter, too, dude. It's unbearably awful. Cold. Those people, how they stay chipper and bright in their and like Canadians, I don't know how they do
oh,
it.
Oh, because they're dead inside.
Oh, is that, you think that's what it is?
No, it's either
I think
dead
all Canadians are robots.
They're all zombie
they're
people.
Dead inside.
Yeah. That's probably why their mayor has to smoke crack.
Good point. Yeah,
to feel something.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, last week.
Okay, cool.
Hernando County teacher accused of crossing the line with a fourth grade student. The boy's mother says her son's constitutional rights were violated.
I got accused of walking the line.
Don't even incur. Don't fall for it.
No.
Walking what line?
I'll just let that marinate.
Who?
That's funny. I'm funny.
Son's constitutional rights were violated when a teacher tried to force him to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance.
What was she standing behind him and then putting her hands on his lips and making him fish mouth?
Yeah, what
the
part
Pledge
of force?
Allegiance?
Well,
I pledge allegiance.
Now,
I
know.
It's like when you have your younger siblings and you grab their mouth and go, I'm dumb, as you're sitting on their chest.
And then I would always say, and to the wee public where witches stand,
I'm kind of
and I'd get away with it.
I'm kind of torn on this one. Because I don't even think the teacher was doing it like, oh, respect your country. I think she was doing it like, fucking stand up because you're supposed to. Like,
being
this
a cunt right now.
Like, discipline. Like, just fucking, everyone standing, fucking stand. Kind of shit, you know? I don't think that any teacher really gives a shit about respecting the flag. They're just like, dude, you're supposed to fucking stand. Just stand for 2 seconds.
Wait, where was this at? What state was this?
Texas. Yeah, let me back it up a bit.
Yeah, if it was Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, then it was respect the flag.
Okay, let's back up.
Hernando County.
Where the fuck's Hernando County?
Crossing the line with a fourth grade student. The boy's mother says her son's constitutional rights were violated when a teacher tried to force him to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Tonight, she spoke exclusively. Hey,
yeah.
I bet the mom was like, I'll give you some constitutional rights right here.
I don't think so. Then she pointed down.
Then she pointed at her vagina.
Got it.
What?
Tonight,
what's a vagina?
She spoke exclusively with our Jacqueline Inglés. Jacqueline?
Oh, Wendy, I spent my evening going through this.
Okay, local news, you fucking assholes. Wait
let
till
the sounder finish before you talk.
And they're just talking over.
Hey, Wendy, I'm just gonna, I'm gonna talk over.
Hey, Dad, we're breaking news. I'm just in Iraq.
Breaking news. Should I start now?
Now?
No, no, I was going news? With the.
I no, I know. So were we. That's we're exactly what I know. Okay. That's why I
sorry,
that's how
touch,
did
touch
it.
Play it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Please.
Oh, no, not that.
No, not that.
Now we're going
to. Oh,
all right, breaking news, everyone. I'm just going to start talking about the news.
Wait. Amy, back to you.
Wait, what?
That's not how it's supposed to
be.
Here, listen.
Line with a fourth grade student. The boy's mother says her son's constitutional rights were violated when a teacher tried to force him
to have no. To part- I'm not going for the easy joke. I'm not doing it.
Participate in the Pledge of Allegiance. Tonight, she spoke exclusively with our Jacqueline Inglés. Jacqueline?
Well, Wendy, I spent my evening going through this 34.
How dumb is she?
Oh, what a dumb cunt.
She's talking over it.
I'm ready to start right now.
Now. Talk now.
Now.
Now talk now. And that story at the end, five people died. Back to you, Jim.
Oops.
What is happening?
Same thing that's happening on that newscast.
Yeah, we might be doing it.
Oh, no!
Okay, let's see what Jacqueline Iglesias has to say.
Jacqueline.
I love that she just comes in. Doesn't even think to
I'm sorry, but I got to hear that one more time. I'm obsessed now. I'm obsessed. Let me see. Let me get it right here.
Exclusively with our Jacqueline Iglesias. Jacqueline.
Oh, Wendy, I spent my evening going through this 34.
The thing is, I know exactly what happened. She started too early, and she could have stopped, but she said, "Nope, I'm gonna."
She didn't
want to
seem like an asshole.
I'm gonna gamble and hope that this is only another second long, and I'm gonna plow through what I was saying, and it turned out to be 5 seconds.
Or somebody fucked up and hit the stinger when they shouldn't have.
True,
like,
that's true.
Because generally, now we go to Jackie, and then it goes straight to them. No, you don't hit a stinger transitioning between studio camera to on scene camera.
Transition stinger.
They don't do that.
You don't know.
They hit
the
stingers when they transition between full segments. They were still in the middle of the segment talking about it. I think a producer fucked up on that one, to be honest.
Nope.
Let's hear it again.
Against Ann McDonald.
She spoke exclusively with our Jacqueline Inglés. Jacqueline?
Oh, Wendy, I spent my evening going through this 34-page complaint against Ann McDonald that Hernando School
really,
District...
Really, you just spend the evening listening to the stingers.
You bitch.
...leaders released. And tonight, that little boy's mom told me that she feels the district's punishment is appropriate.
What was the punishment?
Hold on. Is it...
My son to get out of the country, stuff like that.
To protect her 9-year-old son.
Wait! The son's punishment for not participating in the Pledge of Allegiance is that he has to be kicked out of the country?
No.
It was extradited.
That was the mother. Awesome.
According
she
to the
said,
mother.
Apparently the teacher said, get out of this country if you don't want to stand up and play the allegiance.
Right,
okay, if the teacher said that, then idiot. Sorry.
Hillbilly. If you believe that, that's fine. If we believe that the teacher said that, but now here's what bothers me. Like I said, I'm torn.
I can only believe in one thing at a time.
Can we
right
listen
now,
to the story, then make a judgment?
If you're not looking at the video, the mom is not showing her face. So if she's so proud about like, oh, my son shouldn't have to, but don't show my face because I don't.
She sounds like an illegal immigrant.
Probably.
I was going to say, I think she's an immigrant.
Then
right?
if you're an illegal immigrant, then you know what you do? You don't stand for the fucking school. Pledge and you tell your kid, shut the fuck up and do what they say and just shut up.
Or don't try to immigrate into this country illegally.
I'm saying to my son to get out of the country, stuff like that.
To protect her 9-year-old son, this Hernando mom isn't giving her name or showing her face. But she is speaking exclusively to ABC.
But she does live near a church's chicken.
I love that. Speaking exclusively to us, and nobody wanted the story. Quit pretending that
please.
People Magazine was offering her millions.
Yeah, you're right.
We're showing her face, but she is speaking exclusively to ABC Action News. Back on September 11th, she said her...
Too soon.
Oh, come on.
Conspiracy theory.
Wait, so the kid
Let's find out. Let's find out. Okay. You always stop it so quickly. Just stop stopping it. Let's listen to the goddamn story and then comment.
Back on September 11th, she said her son's teacher at Explorer K-8 school crossed the line during the Pledge of Allegiance.
What's the name of the school? Because it sounds like the coolest school I've ever heard. Right. Like Explorer Gatorade school.
Explorer K-8 is what it's called.
Oh, I thought you said like explore Gatorade school. I'm like,
that would be awesome. That would be a cool.
I'm in the G2 grade.
She is speaking. Oh, I'm in the G3 series. I'm ahead. ABC Action News. Back on September 11th, she said her son's teacher at Explorer K-8 school crossed the line during the Pledge of Allegiance.
She went over and she grabbed him and tried to force him to do it.
The fourth grader and his family are Jehovah's Witnesses, forbidden to worship objects, something the boy's teacher, Ann McDonald, was reportedly aware of.
Get out of here. Get
do they know what the word of here. Do they know what the word allegiance means?
Hold on. Wait a second. Here's what I don't get. Was he not doing it every day, and only on 9/11 was the teacher like, because that's, they don't make it clear.
And third question, do they also not use pledge to wipe their wood down?
No,
if they're Jehovah's Witnesses, no,
they don't. Jesus Christ, use pledge to wipe their wood down. I think we're the wrong way with that.
That was so but bad. It was
do
good.
Schools do. I don't. Here's the thing, though. I don't think schools make the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Yes, they do.
When I was a kid,
they say it every day.
But I don't know.
So they say it every day.
Yes.
So if the kid doesn't do it every day, that's one thing. But if he says a pledge every day and refused to do it on 9/11,
yeah, fuck him.
Here's the thing.
I never do it.
Here's the thing. The news story, I guarantee, is just it's not, because if it's just kid refuses to say the pledge, who cares? They're trying to bring it up about he's refusing on 9/11. They're just looking for something to say. So I think that's what we're not saying.
That's a more sensational story if that was the case, but it's not.
If that were the case.
Well, play. Let's see if they mention
Donald
anything.
Was reportedly aware of.
I still spoke to her for like 5-8 minutes about this, about the religion, my religion, our religious belief.
I spoke to her for about 9-22 minutes.
She had to use
what state this is.
She had to use 9-22 minutes because in that 1 second she couldn't finish her own sentence.
Who says I did something for 5 to 8 minutes?
She didn't even say two. She just said 5-8 minutes.
5-8 minutes.
I spoke to. I said. I said words.
I was on elliptical like 16 to 5 minutes.
That's way too much of a gap.
I don't think you go from high to low, Dutch. By the way,
yeah, you
I do what I want. You don't
high.
Tell me. I'm Nequisha. Or what
religious,
are those bitches doing?
Religious beliefs.
What?
Since the boy is a natural born citizen, his
a natural born killer.
Okay, so she's illegal.
Why do they have to bring into the fact that his mom didn't have a C-section?
Or a fucking green card.
Fucking Marie, man.
That was actually really funny.
fucking Marie's swinging today.
The boy is a natural-born citizen. His parents insist he stands up when the pledge is being recited. He just doesn't put his hand over his heart or speak.
Because he doesn't have one.
Oh, so he was standing up. He just didn't put his hand. Okay, now.
So hold on. So the kid wasn't being a jerk. The kid even stood up like his mom told him to. He just didn't put his hand over or say the pledge.
Yeah, I think that might explain it more. Yeah.
The teacher is a.
Let's find out.
And no, shut up, Dutch. I like to Columbo this.
Love our country and we respect.
And just one more question, ma'am. Why don't you show
your? If I could ask,
we do Columbo clips in this stupid show.
That's what it is. That's what I want. Can we get Columbo
like
clips?
Find it all out in the 3 minutes.
But that's why I like it.
No, we're like, fuck it. 20 minutes of guessing, second guessing.
That's why I like it,
theories.
ma'am. Just one more question, ma'am.
Why don't you start with that Columbo?
Yeah,
here's over his thing. Heart or speak.
We still love our country and we respect other people's
so
right
you
to
were
do
talking
that.
To her from 5 to 8 minutes.
That's such a specific
dude one. I gotta say something, man. Like, they're not doing the normal outrage we want to sue. Like, they're being super cool.
They are. They
stuff.
Are. I can't even
they're
get
being
mad at them.
Super, and the mom even said, stand up. Don't, you know, listen to the teacher. Like, they're being really cool. Like, this teacher is just a jerk.
A cunt.
Respect the flag.
On September 12th, the teacher did it again. And according to written statements by seven of the...
All right, teacher. Now you're just being a jerk.
Boys' classmates.
She smells
McDonald's
like fish.
What was that?
It's just a cunt sound drop. Yeah.
Seven of the boys' classmates, McDonald told her fourth grade students that in my classroom, everyone will do the pledge. No religion says that you can't do the pledge.
That's not actually
that
true.
That is so
that's
inaccurate.
There's plenty of them that say you can't. There's plenty of them.
Dude, I guarantee this teacher is probably like 28 years old or something. Just one of those young idiot teachers. And by the way, even if you take everything aside, like, if you ever sit down, do you realize how creepy it is that you're pledging your allegiance to something?
I pledge allegiance.
Nazi stuff.
No, it's not, Ryan. Because
I always thought I was kind of dumb, too.
You pledge allegiance to the flag.
Dude, I am pledging my allegiance
to a flag, too. They don't
even, not even. You're right. Well, okay, I mean, it's kind of creepy. It's kind of creepy.
Stands, but, like, if they start with the flag, it's like, okay, how about just, I pledge allegiance to the nation that this flag represents. Don't say, I pledge allegiance to the flag and, yeah.
First of all, shouldn't every religion should probably take offense to it? And because what if you don't believe in God?
I have a question for you two wetbacks. No. Can you guys actually say the Pledge of Allegiance? Ryan, go.
Well, no, because we don't know English that good.
That well, dummy. Royce, can you do it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Superman.
Oh, you were so close!
Live Radio!
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
It's the Gentleman's Show, Useless Chick Search 2013. Thousands tried out for, and we're down to the final two. Who will be the new fourth mic? Marcy.
It's all about the boobies.
Or Kylie.
They have a lot of experience in a lot of things.
Their fate is in your hands.
I want them to rub up and down my body.
Vote now at facebook.com/gentlemanontheair.
And if you share that faith with me, I ask you tonight for your vote.
That's facebook.com/gentlemanontheair. Polls close November 20th at 5 p.m. So vote now or don't.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
I hate man cave bromance. Uh-huh. Oh, I just hate them because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games. Who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial?
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio. Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More like radio.
Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show. With guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne through the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. God, what are you
I meant
doing?
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the mic. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, Leslie, you on the TV.
Well, you're on mine, Brett. We're having a video conference.
Oh, okay.
Pawnee has been hit with the avian flu.
Ty.
No, this is bad news. I need everyone there at Animal Control to eradicate all the infected birds in town.
Kill all birds. This is for the drill, right?
Yes.
But I'm actually going to kill these birds for real.
No. No, just pretend.
Right. So how I kill them? Like with a gun?
No.
I can fill up a bathtub and just drown them one at a time?
Okay, let's forget we ever talked.
Got it. Kill them.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. By the way, Fly Like an Eagle from the Space Jam
soundtrack, bam, continuity. That's how we do. Anyway, welcome back. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. Blah, 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 blah. You know all the shit.
Blah, blah, blah's law.
Yeah,
blog?
Yeah, bro. All right?
Bro.
All right? You want to fight, guys?
No.
Are we fighting now?
No, we're fine.
Can we?
No.
Fight anybody.
I would so beat Sean in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Not happening. Not
oh,
happening.
Hold on. What are the rules?
Me v. Sean.
What are the rules?
I don't know.
Like,
Sean gets at the
rules for this. Or?
Sean, what are our rules?
All right. To be fair, I'll let you have Royce and Ryan on your side, and I'll whoop the shit out of all three of you.
Oh. I punched her in the face because she was a pussy.
What?
See?
What kind of fantasy world do you live in?
Yeah, Sean.
The best one?
I could take you.
Good answer.
No help. I don't need help from these other gentlemen.
Oh.
Those other ladies?
In your face, you fucking bitch.
You may be 6'7", but you're skinny as a rail.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
and you're
hard as fuck.
Okay, Marie, come
and
on.
And I'm hard as fuck.
Okay, why'd you repeat it?
I'm hard as fuck. That's why. All right, let's get into Royce's new favorite story here about Chuck Berry. Not a famous Chuck Berry, right?
No, not that Chuck Berry.
Oh, see, I got excited.
The other Chuck Berry.
Yeah. I got excited. I thought it was the famous Chuck Berry.
It's not the Chuck Berry.
It's just a normal.
It's not Marvin Berry's cousin. No.
Oh,
God damn it.
Accused of impersonating U.S. Air Marshal, trying to get discounted donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for the song, though. It's not that Chuck Berry.
Okay, wait, Marie. So somebody is trying to impersonate a U.S. Marshal to get discounted donuts at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, correct. Obviously. What? How do you get discounts?
Okay, donuts are like 89 cents.
No, hold on.
I don't know how much money they could be getting a discount, but he would have to buy millions of donuts before he made up the cost of a fake Air Marshal suit.
Oh, that. Read, Marie, please, if you can.
It's a good point. I hope he didn't invest in that suit. This is in Trinity, Florida.
Oh, it's a Florida story?
It is.
I honestly didn't even know it was a Florida story.
Of course it's a Florida story. It's a man impersonating an air marshal to get discounted.
All right.
Oh, it's Florida.
Oh, Johnny, go. Well, we'll just do it with this music.
All right, we'll just do whatever we want because Joel's just leaving things running. Pasco County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested a man for impersonating a cop and flashing his gun improperly while demanding a discount on his donuts and coffee.
Fair enough.
You know, next time I see an off-duty cop, I'm going to have him arrested for impersonating a citizen. Don't pretend you're not a cop.
I don't think, Ryan, the laws don't
I see
work.
That mustache and buzz cut a mile away.
They don't work. It's not how they work. It doesn't work backwards, you fucking idiot.
It'll work fine. You should let Ryan do the things he
wants. I have
a
mento my life.
Yeah.
48-year-old Charles, a.k.a. Chuck Berry.
This almost 50-year-old is so poor that he needs to fucking pretend he's a cop.
Still, not the famous Chuck Berry.
No.
Not that Chuck Berry.
Let's pretend.
Just 48-year-old Charles Berry, normal Charles Berry.
Ironically, in a Chuck Berry cover band.
Wow, did you guys put his picture
Buck
up, by
Cherry.
The way?
But really?
Can you guys put his picture up, please? Because I just looked him up right now.
Post the picture?
He has a giant birthmark on his cheek.
Hold on.
Does he?
Oh, he's Drew Brees.
I don't. He's going through a drive-thru. Oh, there he is. Oh, okay. I see the last
one. He looks like a guy
one.
Who eats a lot of donuts.
He does look like a guy that eats a lot of donuts.
You mean he looks like
really good hair?
Excuse me, he looks like an officer who eats a lot of donuts.
That
if he didn't
totally
have that,
not Chuck Berry.
If he didn't have that giant birthmark, he could like you know.
No, he
be
looks
a news
more like
with that hair.
He looks more like Future Biff than anything. I mean, really, if he's look like
I think that's more of a port wine stain, right?
I don't
Is that
know
what they call those.
I think so.
Yeah, whatever.
Sauce?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but he was arrested on Tuesday. The employees captured video surveillance of Berry flashing what deputies say was his late father's retired police badge.
He was using his father's...
His late father.
Dead.
His
Why
dead
doesn't
dad.
Doesn't he get places on time?
He's using his dead dad to get discounted donuts.
Oh.
Okay.
Dad would have honored it that way.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think, that's how it works.
Daddy believed in his discounted donuts, and he wrote in his will, son, I want you to have my badge so you can continue to get discounted donuts and watch out for diabetes later.
By the way, I know I have super ADD, but by the way, I saw this yesterday on TV. If you ever get the chance, I want to see a movie that is great and holds up the test of time and does not look any worse now than it did in 1994. It's Selena starring Jennifer Lopez.
I'm not going to watch that movie. I'm not.
Edward James Olmos.
Wait.
Edward James Olmos is in it.
How much?
Plays her dad, right?
How much of Selena did you watch?
Beginning to end with commercials, so it was about 38 hours.
Was it on the Hallmark Channel?
What?
Was it on the Hallmark Channel or something?
Or
Lifetime or Oxygen or one of those fucking Oprah. Dumb retarded
It's
networks.
One of those knockoff cable channels like Stars 2 Spanish movies in English from 90, you know, like yeah, they branched off to so many things.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have HBO. That's what you like when you stay at someone's house, you're like, sorry, bro, I don't have HBO. I have the Encore Fuck Your Face package. Where basically all you get are the Tom Hanks movies where he teamed up with dogs. That's it.
How much more attractive is Selena Gomez to Selena, I don't know what her last name was.
Oh, Selena Gomez. Oh.
Seriously, what was the other Selena?
Her last name was Selena. Just that's it.
Selena.
Like Mario. Yeah, Mario.
Like Madonna, but Mexican.
Okay, fair enough.
That movie is so good.
No, it's not.
I'm not a big Selena Gomez fan, but that picture is hot.
I'm not a big fan of Mexicans.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Maybe you should get out of Southern California then.
I can't get rid of them.
I heard it never rains there. Is that true?
What?
That Ryan, you're fucking so stupid. I want you to die.
What SeaWorld do you live in? You're asking me.
What?
It never rains in Southern California. That's
seriously,
like the song?
Who thought?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Who thought that like frizzy, curly, crazy hair was ever attractive?
Anybody,
the 90s did.
Anybody with a penis?
Oh my god,
back
90s.
Then.
I have one of those.
Seriously, yeah. 90s.
What?
What were you doing?
Buttermouth.
Tons of just butt stuff.
Okay, sorry. I just keep filling time because I'm trying to download the trailer to the Selena movie so we could all watch it together as a family. We're going to watch this trailer as a family.
If you could find any clip
Selena,
of the girl who plays young Selena Gomez with her duck wrapped her mouth singing to horribly dubbed music, like it's clearly an adult singing the music.
This movie is not about Selena Gomez.
The movie's so good.
You're confusing Selena Gomez and just Selena again. Just Selena had ridiculously large lips, always had hooped earrings, had those wispy curled bangs that you had to prepare.
All right, you know what?
This
is
going to
be really, really local, but it's anyone who would ring you up at Westland Mall in Hialeah. That's what she looked like. I know. I'm sorry.
That's not nice.
And thank you, Sean. Got it, of course, because he knows. But
I got it.
I've been there.
It's just this terrible. She looks like the stereotype of what a Hispanic woman looked like in the 90s. That's exactly what she looks like.
8-inch fingernails, press-on fingernails.
She's so
attractive, I know.
Breathing
so
all the white man's hair.
Everything. You know what? She was the precursor to Chongalicious.
Yeah.
Remember that video, Chongalicious, and all that fun stuff? That was where it came from.
By the way, her name is Selena Quintanilla, right?
So my name is San Juan Lopez.
So I type
it.
That's her Christian name.
Or did you
Joel's
say
idea of what Hispanics are just so off.
So anyway, Selena Quintanilla is her name. If you type
Selena
in her name in YouTube. I typed their name in YouTube, and if you go down about 10 or 12 videos, there was a guy, very effeminate guy, and the video is called Selena Full Drag Transformation.
No.
So apparently this man is going to turn into Selena, and I'll be watching this, so you won't hear me for 5 minutes.
Can you forward that to me?
Actually, wow, this is definitely worth playing, Royce, because he's even playing Selena songs in the background.
All right, send me the link while I, because let me play the trailer of the Selena trailer also here. I found it.
Here it is. Warner Brothers.
Did you see the cops, Royce?
Warner Brother.
Warner Brother.
Stop.
I got it.
From one brilliant, shiny moment. Comes something. The American dream.
This is terrible.
It's really good, though.
No, it's not even a little good.
Look at Lopez's ass.
Oh. Warner Brothers is proud to present the extraordinary story of a girl with a talent that would come to
She was always singing at a rodeo or a Mexican carnival with funnel cake. Like, she was never in an arena.
And an Oompa band behind
her. How was there arenas back then?
How did she die again, Ryan? You saw the movie.
The president of her fan club was stealing money, and they confronted her, and she shot her.
Okay, first off, let me just say right now, I'm so sorry I asked.
The
I don't
president,
care.
As a female president of her fan club, shot her.
Yeah, because she kept stealing money, and they confronted her about all the money that was because like. She was head of the fan club, so the fan club would send money in, and they're supposed to get shirts and autograph posters, and the fans were getting nothing. She was pocketing the cash, so she shot her and then shot herself. You know, what any of us would have done.
Being
the head of the Selena.
Oh, it's just a tragedy. I can't believe it.
Dutch.
That's why I hate Mexicans.
Dude, she died at 23, though. That's super young.
Wow, yeah, and she was huge at the time. Yeah.
It's funny because, like, you hear the name, but as they played the songs, I'm like, dude, every one of these songs were massive, and everybody knows these songs.
Yeah, no,
that's
true.
Oh, really?
Jeez. Selena Gomez is pretty massive, and look at that shirt. She's
all right, let me play the rest of the trailer while I download this other drag video.
That suit, you can see some side boob.
With every trial.
He is so cute. But, Mom, you can't tell Dad.
Came heartbreak.
You don't think I know who you are? I come from the streets. I know what a bum musician.
All right, Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos comes from the streets, Royce.
What streets?
A Street.
The streets of Caprica.
And with every
43rd Street.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Battlestar Galactica reference.
I win.
I'm worried. I would never take anything from Selena.
Except her life.
Sorry.
Dude, this song was massive.
You're saying this like we don't all know that.
You don't
Ryan,
know
that
this.
Was our song for a while. Remember?
Instead of just saying, it's massive, Ryan. Why don't you give us some stats? How massive was
it's really
it?
Really taking me back.
Yeah, Ryan. Why don't you pull up some Selena stats?
Look
fucking,
that shit up. You lazy
fucking,
son of a bitch.
You fucking queer.
Remember cuddling with
Jesus.
Ryan to this song?
It was really mean.
You fucking son of a bitch.
Well, usually Ryan's already looking this shit up, so I'm surprised he hasn't started.
You. Did you find something?
First of all, I already have the Selena Wikipedia page pulled up.
Good.
Just so
okay.
You know.
Thank God.
Just so you know.
I expected no less of you, Ryan.
I expected much less of him.
I don't expect anything of him.
By the way, about Selena Gomez, and please understand, I'm not making this up at all. I don't know what – I know who she is if I saw a picture of her, but I don't know what she is. I don't know what
she's
she does. I don't know what her profession is. And I'm not making this up.
Hot?
I don't know.
You watched the movie. What do you mean you don't know what her profession
no,
was?
Selena
stupid?
Gomez.
Oh, Gomez? Oh, she's a singer.
Disney star.
Is she an actress?
She's a singer, and she's a idea. Disney actress. She's on Wizards of Waverly Place. And she had a hit song like last summer called Your Love Is Like a Love Song, Baby, or something like that.
It was a
or
good
no,
tour.
Or no, I Need You, or like a love. Someone help me out here.
No, Dutch,
nope.
You know what it is.
I'll find it. Selena.
All right, you look up Selena Gomez facts.
Gear.
Ryan is looking up statistics on Selena and how massive her hits were.
I Love You Like a Love Song. That's what it was.
Dude, I'm looking this up right now because I don't remember her being this huge. Selena's murder had widespread impact. All major news networks interrupted their regular program to break the news. Tom Brokaw as well. He drove into the studio from home to stop whatever was going on to tell the world Selena just died. Like it was Michael Jackson. Wow.
She was huge back then, man. She was massive in the Hispanic community. Oh, yeah, she was huge. How do you two beaners not know this?
I don't know. Beaners. Because we're not Mexican. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have an
I don't think she was Mexican. I thought she was like
Salvadorian. You thought she was a puppet.
Okay, this is not really surprising because it says her funeral drew 60,000 mourners. And they said among the celebrities who went there. Do you want to guess what celebrities?
Gloria Estefan. Emilio Estevez. Yes.
Gloria Estefan showed up. Celia Cruz.
Okay.
Celia
Jennifer
Cruz.
Lopez.
Julio Iglesias.
Okay.
They're making it sound like Brad Pitt came in. This is other Mexican and Cuban singers.
Hold on. So she's 23. She was 23 when she died.
We're 23.
The equivalent to us and white people would be like Taylor Swift getting shot.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Exactly.
That would be disappointing.
Seriously, because that was like, you know, she's huge, obviously, in this industry. She was that big.
Is Taylor Swift on the level of Selena?
What is this guy doing?
I told you, it's a Filipino man playing Selena music, and it's a time lapse. He's going to turn himself from a Filipino man into Selena.
All right, hold on. You know those Asians. Let me get the video up here.
He did a pretty good job. I'm pretty much at the end now. He's wearing the Selena outfit with the sparkly gold bra and the tight spandex pants.
What is this gold dust promo?
How come gay guys always have such great hair that they could grow woman hair? notice guys who want to be transvestites are never balding. Maybe it's all the testosterone that makes them bald that's why they're not gay.
It's a wig.
Shut up. No such thing.
My fair share of trannies.
Okay. Are you sure he's gay? Because he looks like a straight gentleman to me.
I don't know what part of this video you're looking at, Royce.
All of it.
I don't think you're looking at any of it.
Looks normal.
You know what? This song isn't that great. Fuck her.
Jesus.
Wait, is this a Selena song?
Yeah.
You and me. This is Selena?
I thought it was somebody else.
No, it's Selena Quintanilla.
Why can't you pronounce it?
She did English songs then, too. Huh.
Yeah, she did a bunch of English songs.
What year was she killed again?
I don't care.
98. Who cares?
All right, obviously you all need to watch the movie.
Just skip to the end. I don't want to see the 5 minutes of this faggot doing what he's doing.
Jesus, Dutch. Come on, man. There you go. Oh,
proper
wow.
Term is
okay, there he is.
And
there
your
he
shit's
is.
All retarded.
What do you think, Dutch? Would you?
Sure. Yeah, why not?
I'd hit it.
What's up with the app?
Did you guys start watching at around 3 minutes and 20 seconds when he's starting to make up on boobs?
Yep, I saw it.
Okay, that part's pretty...
That part's pretty awesome.
Pretty pinnacle.
So she died.
Ryan's gay.
Selena died on March 31st, 1995, at age of 23 in Texas.
How was the movie released in 94?
Poor bitch.
The movie wasn't released.
that'd be weird. That would be very funny.
Wow, dude. I'm at 3 minutes and 54 seconds.
Sorry.
And oh my God.
She is.
No, I stopped it. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Selena was born.
Royce,
no,
you gotta go to
I already stopped it.
He's using a rock band mic from Xbox.
I'm moving on to a different story.
I would like to answer another question that was brought up from her Wikipedia page. She's the youngest of three children born of Mexican American father and a native Cherokee American mother. So she's half Indian and half Mexican.
Okay. Great. So she's a drunk and a Mexican.
Okay, and before we go too much further, because there was a lot of things that happened in that last little bit, here's I Love You Like a Love Song, Baby by Selena Gomez. You remember this. Here's the thing.
Really
here, she's cool because it's not just Selena Gomez. It's Selena Gomez and the Scene.
Is that like her band? Is that... Is
I
the scene,
guess.
It's is like the Miami Sound Machine.
Dude, you took the exact reference out of my mouth. I was going to say, is the Scene to Selena Gomez what the Miami Sound Machine is to Gloria Estefan?
Yup. All right. Can we move on? Dutch, stop that fucking terrible music.
I don't know if you realize
so
this,
good.
But Selena...
You don't like it because she says repeat, Pete, 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 awesome. Pete.
But she has so many songs
Pete
like
Rose.
Slow
Oh, I thought
Down.
It was Pete and Pete.
What about Slow Down or Come and Get It? Those are her other hits.
This is the only one that anyone actually remembered.
I know all of them.
Well, okay, Sean, different level.
Okay, Sean knows her from her Waverly Place days.
I love you like a love song.
Sorry, Dutch, go ahead.
No, not with that.
Oh, wait, that or the other one?
Dutch, stop. Stop, Dutch.
Either. Let me hit this one. Hold on.
Dutch.
What?
Stop playing that song right now.
This is why I hate Dutch.
If true, long
Tittles. Is it Tittles? It's got to be Tittles.
It's not Tittles.
Song one, Scoop. Dutch. You're supposed to keep playing love song. Love you like a love song, Gomez. Love song, baby. And I
keep it. Oh no!
Beep, this is beep, my new beep, favorite beep, song beep, by beep. Her.
I am going to infect you guys' brain. You guys, you're welcome, listeners.
If true, it could be Kim Jong-un's most brutal act yet. South Korean media is reporting the North Korean dictator ordered a series of large-scale public executions, killing around 80 people earlier this month. Whoa. South Korea's largest
Public execution. You don't do those. You don't like go to the old soccer field and watch people get executed publicly.
Whoa.
No,
okay. I like how 80 is a big number. It's mass executions. There were 80 people killed.
No, yeah. I think it's
when
more
you
than
get,
I think
80 people up and then chop their heads off. It's kind of bad.
I don't think it was a number. I don't think it was a number more than the fact that it was public. The fact that it was
so?
Public. Public. That's the
yeah.
Public.
I think it was more that it was a public.
That's fucked
this
up,
newspaper
man.
Describes one him. Of the executions. 8 people, their heads covered with white bags, were tied to stakes at a local.
You understand if this guy was born in the U.S., he'd be trading Pokemon cards right now and not killing 80 people.
Stadium in the city of Wonsan, before authorities shot them
Wonsan?
With a machine gun.
No,
dude, Wonsan soup,
is
that where
in
that
my
came
apartment,
from?
I'm sorry, in my apartment complex, like there's always like, these group of kids that get off the bus. And there's this Japanese kid, right? And he looks like Hiro Nakamura from Heroes, except 11 years old. And he walks around. He's the most stereotypical Asian kid. He has a Pikachu backpack, like one of those with the backpack has like Pikachu parts coming out of it, like legs and his tail. And he wears a Pokemon hat. Dude, all the kids make fun of him. And he just runs away with his high socks and shorts. And I feel so bad
why
for
Why don't
the
you
kid.
Help him?
Yeah, why don't you
That's
make him
awesome.
Cool? Give him a makeover.
Yeah, Ryan would get arrested because you can't do that in real life.
Don't do that. Let him get picked on. Let him do all that shit because when he grows up, he's going to be everybody's boss.
Or, no, I feel like we need to do something that has never been done in a movie before where I'm going to bet you can't get that guy to be prom king by the end of the year.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We're going to get Ryan arrested.
And go out with the famous girl?
Yep.
No way.
You are going to be cool, older guy Ryan, who really doesn't like the guy that much.
Just, but you're doing it for the bet.
Just tell the kid you're Ryan Reynolds.
Right, exactly.
But here's the thing, is that Ryan Reynolds Lopez is going to actually
Ryan
end up
Reynolds
liking
Lopez.
The guy at the end. And the little Asian kid's going to get so pissed off when he finds out
oh,
it was just a
no,
bet. You know this
on.
For just a bet.
It was just
and
a
then,
bet,
it was
Ryan?
A movie, Dutch.
You didn't really care about it, Ryan?
No, I don't think so. He just made that up on the spot.
I just made this up just now.
Well, here's the thing, though.
That copyrighted soon because it sounds like it would be a premise for a great movie.
Why would
like
he
in
need
the
80s. My help?
I'm
going to
call it
fairy.
He's All That.
I like All That.
This summer, Ryan Reynolds Lopez for friends.
Ryan kidnaps an Asian kid.
No, no Asian kids.
And no, tries to make
like,
him prom
Asian
king.
People always like adopt like the most American first name, and then they keep their last name.
Yeah, right. Like
Ryan Reynolds Lopez meets
Billy
Jimmy
Kong, and tries to make him prom king.
And
now,
then, and
that-
then, and then there's a record scratch, and then it's like dun 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 dun. Dun. Sorry, Marie.
Where, here's
no,
the thing.
Now I'm not going to do the joke.
Dutch, what's happening is this: is that I'm teaching him how to be cool, but he's teaching me how to be tolerant of other cultures.
Come on.
So exactly. We learn from each other.
And also how to love.
Yeah, but it takes a
and also math.
To
he's teaching you a lot of math.
It takes a left turn like about 30 minutes in where Aaron or Ryan just starts wrapping his feet, trying to make him smaller.
Oh, come on. Don't bind his feet, Ryan.
Don't bind his feet. I know they're large, but
oh,
they're
I
his.
Thought you were going to say wrapping.
Grab you!
Like the old lady rapping in every movie.
No,
like I teach him how to hip hop. He has a backwards Yu-Gi-Oh hat.
That is the worst. I hate whenever they do that.
And then you have the montage of you guys getting along after that moment, because up until then it was just hair pulling out and just going, oh, this little Asian chick is not getting cool.
And then they just play the song Friends Forever.
And then, like, you guys are just at some random party or whatever, and you get a he gets up to start doing karaoke with Big Willie Style. Not the song everybody knows, the actual song Big Willie Style from Big Willie Style. And then he doesn't know the words, and you get up and help him, and then you both sit there and look goofy, and people are like, what are these two doing?
But then to raise enough money, they actually film a porn at prom where they get his friends to, like, you know, and they trick these guys to all do a porn, and they film it, and then they give it back to the guy because they're in massive amounts of debt, and then the movie ends with the kid that
this
falls in love with the main girl.
Will Smith's return to the world of rap.
By the way, the Big Willie Style track is just talking Dutch.
Has broken sale records everywhere from Bangkok to Madagascar.
Is it really?
Yeah, I pulled it up.
I've never actually heard it. I just made that up.
It's just talking. No, just letting you know. It's just talking.
What is going on?
A best movie ever is being made right before your eyes.
Patent pending. Do not take our ideas.
No, I have Big Willie Style. I'm playing it right now. Featuring Left Eye. Before really? She died, obviously. This is it.
This is after she died.
Oh, after. Wow, that's weird. You don't remember this song?
Yes. Of course I do. Now how we do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we doing it.
Next story is a Florida story, Dutch, if you would like to go ahead and do your little thing.
Sure.
Go ahead. That's not what I meant.
Beep, beep, beep.
If you could just play the Florida sound or not that song ever again, that would be great.
You don't like it?
No.
You don't like I Love You Like a Love Song, Baby?
No. I just would like for Dutch.
Okay.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
All right. Florida woman renews marriage vows with a Ferris wheel.
Ferris Bueller wheel?
A Florida woman renews her vows with her husband, who happened to be a Ferris wheel named Bruce.
So she's done this more than once.
We are approaching the stage of civilization when people are becoming more tolerant of each other's objects of affections. The question some philosophers are asking, though, is what if that object is an object? I confess that occasionally felt a blah 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 blah. Just get to the story.
Where does she have sex with a Ferris wheel?
I've heard of this before. Like, they had a documentary or something on, like, a 2020 report where the girl who was in love with the Berlin Wall for some reason.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Remember that?
They took that down.
But there's still sections of it where she would go and, like, grind on it and shit. Like, dude, that's just weird.
It would look like there was a big snail going up and down it.
Yeah.
She says, I confess I've occasionally felt the however, I have never really considered what it would be like to have an exclusive relationship with something that doesn't talk back. I therefore thank Gawker for matchmaking me with the latest in Logo TV's What Documentaries. It was a documentary. The movie features people who are bestowed with various mechanical technology.
Yeah,
this is the whole thing. For example, if I told you that Linda of Gibson, Florida said it was like something pulling me there, a tug. What might think she's referring to? A Ferris wheel called the Sky Diva. That means it's a female Ferris wheel. I don't mind that she married a Ferris wheel, but I don't like that. She called this Ferris wheel, she called Bruce. She's allowed to do that because she married it.
Fantastic!
There's a gentleman who... Okay, first off, let me bookmark this documentary because I must watch it.
Yeah, I want to watch it now too.
Hold on a second. It's on Logo TV, you know, the homosexual network.
Yeah,
I love it.
Lots of wads of gay.
I love the gays.
Oh my god, I'm just reading forward. You're wondering if there's a woman who's also in love with the Eiffel Tower, aren't you? As a matter of fact, yes. There's also one who is in love with Lady Liberty.
Is it all women that have this problem? Because all the ones I've heard so far have been women.
Yeah, because women are retarded.
I know, like,
well,
dudes
guys
that try
are
to
the
fuck
ones who are fucking trees and things like that. Well, I guess, yeah.
That's normal.
But these are like straight up, like a Ferris wheel.
Okay,
a wall.
I
fucking Eiffel Tower.
I found some audio of this.
Oh, no.
Whenever the skydiver touches my heart, it was like something pulling me. There was a tug.
Are you just playing audio from Beverly Hills Cop 3?
And now there's a woman who's in love with the Statue of Liberty. There's just little clips of what the show's about. What? Anna's in pre... Okay, I need to watch this.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Welcome.
It's not going to be fair because you're not going to age as well as Lady Liberty. She's a lot older than you are.
I can turn greenish-bluish, too. Well, by the way, I figured out that's the color of the Cowboys' pants, is Statue of Liberty color.
I would love to get to a point where the Ferris wheel slaps this woman with divorce papers.
No, I don't think that would.
That he would need a lawyer.
It's an inanimate object.
I would make him fake divorce papers and send it to her, signed Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel, yes. Yeah.
But you Bruce need the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel is going to have to give her half of his Ferris wheel things.
No. Like, what? What does a Ferris wheel own?
I take half of the umbrellas that keep shade off of patrons.
All right. Continuing with the Florida stories. Fort Pierce man.
The Ferris wheel gets custody of the children.
Nice.
Fort Pierce man to 911. My neighbors won't drink with me. James Collins said his neighbors were mean and wouldn't drink with him on his birthday. So he called 911 twice.
Yeah, so I'm going to need some help out here.
Sir, what's the problem?
It's my birthday. See, and it's only comes once a year.
Okay, but what's the emergency, sir? Is it ambulance?
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
You have a birthday, right? You're alive.
Yes, sir. Everyone has a birthday.
Yeah, once a year.
Sir, ambulance, like, should
because
I call?
Because George and Bessie, I've known them forever. I really have.
I don't,
and
sir, I have no idea.
Once a year.
You're tying up the lines. I mean, I'm going to have to hang up on you.
They're not drinking with me, and I bought a nice bottle of Thunderbird wine, and they're not coming over.
Okay, sir.
Did you know that James Mason actually sponsored Thunderbird wine back in the day? It's a classic thing.
Fort Pierce
Actor
police.
James Mason.
Fort Pierce police were called at about 8:35 p.m. in connection with a domestic disturbance. The complaint, James called.
Fan of Thunderbird wine.
The complaint in James. Let me post a picture of this gentleman because I think you should see what he looks like.
I think I should too.
Oh God, he looks like someone that will call the cops because it's his birthday. No one drinks with him.
Looks like somebody who would drink Thunderbird.
Aww. He just looks like an old cop.
Looks like the guy from Parks and Rec, sort of.
Yeah, like Nick Offerman.
He looks like a Ron Swanson.
I guess anybody with that
character.
Mustache would look like
him. The complaint, James Collins said the neighbors were being mean and would not drink with him, a report states.
I offered them mustache rides and they didn't want to come over.
Okay, sir, I'm going to have to hang up on you.
What's worse?
Hey, what's your favorite James Mason movie?
Sir, I don't even know who James Mason is. I'm going to have to hang up.
How old are you, you jerk?
Could be argued that Collins.
Seriously, though.
Are you watching Perry Mason?
Question to you all. What's worse, a guy calling 911 saying that his neighbors won't drink with him because they're mean, or you now being on record for a 911 call for being a meanie pants to your neighbor?
I know. I guess you're one of that guy. That's because about 30 minutes later, he is accused of calling 911 in regard to his neighbors not drinking with him. The 911 number typically is used to report law enforcement. Oh, really? Oh, Dick, hold on.
Oh, wow.
They're going to hold on, guys.
What it's for?
Is everyone sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know the 911? Thank you, Palm Beach Post. 911 typically is used to report law enforcement, fire, and medical emergencies.
And
what?
Never heard of that.
And what's the phone number for that?
It's 911.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. But who do you call?
Simple enough.
It's.
So who answers?
Cops?
What area code?
There's no area.
I thought it was 10-digit dialing.
There's no, not for emergency numbers.
What if you're on a cell phone?
It does any phone. It's 911. Unless it's in England, then it's 999.
What if you have a rotary phone?
It works on any kind of phone.
What if you have a Roto-Rooter?
It's not a phone.
Does it work on my satellite phone?
I mean, it what plan do you have? Let me look it
Is
up.
Is there an app for it?
Do I have to be connected to Wi-Fi?
No. What?
Do I need 4G?
Yes.
3G.
Only 4G for emergencies.
G2 Gatorade.
Who owns 911.com? Is that a real website? Could someone look that up?
I don't know, but 411's pretty helpful.
Memory chip.
One more Florida story to round it off. Man who was caught. Just read
it.
This is awesome.
Oh, no. Roy's kidding. Look at the title.
Oh, no.
Man with alligator carcass says to the cops. They asked him why he was doing it. He said, it would be cool to have a table with gator legs.
That's awesome. How did he catch it? Did he get my patented glue trap?
No, Dodge said fucking bathtub full of glue. No, they did not use that.
It didn't work?
No, it's terrible. It's the worst idea
ever. I lost a lot of money on that.
How big do they get? The American alligator is the largest native reptile in North America.
Hold on. Is it illegal to take an alligator carcass and make a table out of it?
Kind of.
Adult males can reach a length of about 13 to 14 feet. Adult females are generally smaller, but will nag you more.
And do not make coffee tables.
Just reading the story, folks. An average maximum length is about 10 feet. The largest
Need to get my nails did.
The largest alligator ever recorded in Florida was 17 feet.
What
5
does that have
long.
To do with the table?
The largest
That's
alligator
the one big
ever
Cyprus.
Recorded. When the gentleman was asked by officers what he planned to do with the legs, Ruiz, R-E-W-I-S,
that's his name,
said he was going to dry them out and use them for tables for a leg. Florida's a cesspool.
R-U-I-S, isn't that like...
R-E-W-I-S.
Is it?
It's like an Asian.
Ruiz?
No. Ruiz?
Ruiz? I thought maybe Ruas? If it was R-U-I-S, it'd be Rue. Like if you were doing like French terms or something like that.
No, that Ruiz. Would be R-U... no, Rue is spelled with an X. R-E-U-X? Rue?
Rue. Yes. Were.
Faux hawk.
Oh,
in French, it's E-U-X.
Uh-oh. One more breaking Florida story, Dutch. I need the stinger.
Oh.
Breaking. Steven Van Afferen arrested. Back to you, Dutch.
I couldn't hear it.
No, I was doing what the reporter did.
You could hear it.
I couldn't hear what he
All
said.
All right, fine. One more time, Dutch. Go ahead. Steven Van Afferen, foreman, naked play of that. Back to you, Dutch.
Wait, what?
Back to you, Dutch.
No, wait. What was the story?
Oh, it was Steven Van Afferen arrested Florida. Steven Van Alfren.
See, Joel didn't do it that time, and now you look stupid because you tried to rush through something.
Hold on,
that wasn't
try
happening.
It again. And a one, and a two.
Steven Van Alfren arrested Florida man. You bitch, Dutch. I hate you now.
Steven Van Alfren Florida man.
Steven, spelled with a PH. Van Alfren, also spelled with a PH, which is odd, was arrested. He's a Florida man. He was naked except for his poncho. He allegedly offered to show his penis to the sheriff. A Florida man was
exchange for.
Let me read the story. A Florida man was charged with indecent.
He touched my penis with his penis.
A Florida man was charged with indecent exposure and resisting officers after he was allegedly seen walking around his neighborhood wearing only a poncho, and offered to show his penis.
Penis so small.
And offered to show his penis to responding officers
while singing. Poncho man.
Steven, 46.
I've got to be a poncho man.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Got to be a poncho man.
Just because you keep doing it doesn't make it better.
I've got to be a poncho.
Shut up, She's Marie.
I think she almost has it. Go ahead, Marie. Keep going.
That was the end of the song.
Steven, 46, of Fort Myers, Florida, was arrested after the Friday incident while wearing what he calls his Clint Eastwood poncho and nothing else. He was
was he walking around like a cowboy?
He said.
Kink.
He was quoted as saying,
"Freeze."
I don't like the fact that he's drinking and walking.
Well, howdy there, little pilgrim.
A neighbor said.
This is my penis. My penis is a little pilgrim. Do you think you're a lucky punk? Well, do you?
You're upsetting Yuki. You're upsetting the dog. Yes. I don't.
Knock it off.
The neighbor says, I don't like the fact that he's drinking and walking in the neighborhood with no clothes on. My 6-year-old has seen him in the window.
That's the part I like about him.
Van Alfen is no stranger to local authorities. Sheriff's deputies who arrived on the scene on Friday remember Van Alfen because last week he was wearing his other... No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. He has different ponchos, movie themes. Van Afrin then allegedly.
He was wearing his Jurassic Park poncho.
Van Afrin from. Van Afrin.
Is that a penis?
Clever girl. Bruce has been doing that to me all week.
Every time it's a smart animal, I do it all that. I go, clever girl.
That's what you do right before you get mauled to death.
Yep. When he said he accidentally exposed himself to a 6-year-old child while performing what he called ninja moves.
Accidentally?
He was performing ninja moves.
Why ninja moves in a poncho? Hold on. If he's being Clint Eastwood, why is he doing ninja moves?
Because that one movie.
Well, he didn't say he was being. He said he had his Clint Eastwood poncho.
Van Afrin, the then allegedly offered to show the penis.
Ben Affleck. You said the alleged victim was Ben Affleck.
I heard Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Van Afrin then allegedly offered to show his penis to the responding sheriff's deputies, telling them it was just.
Matt Damon.
He told the sheriff's he told the officers.
Matt Damon.
He shouldn't be in trouble because, and I quote, his penis is too small for anyone to see anyway. WBABH spoke to Van Alphen, who admitted he drank heavily but said he's been sober for 6 days. Congrats.
I've been sober for 6 days.
That doesn't sound it, sir. He claims he is harmless to children.
I claim I'm harmless to children.
He claims he is harmless to children but will attack all squirrels viciously.
Will attack all squirrels viciously.
It sounds crazy.
Sounds crazy.
And I don't belong in the asylum. I was playing Cowboys and Indians in the house all by myself.
By myself.
Van Alphen said,
all by myself.
Exactly.
Don't want to be.
He said, I was the naked redskin and the ponchoed cowboy at the same time. But my neighbors want Van Alphen to leave. He remains in his North Fort Myers home after being released from Lee County Jail after posting bond. James Bond.
Oh, Lee County. All right.
Messing with all these kids. He's sitting here walking around with all the children. I just think he needs to be out of the neighborhood. Well, why? So what? Who cares? It's some balls.
What about a town then?
Who cares? It's balls. Kids will get used to seeing
every
balls.
Every kid's going to see balls.
If they live near you, Sean. If
God
they live
will.
Near
you.
There are no kids that live around here.
I know, because they're not allowed to. Well, you're not allowed to live anywhere.
Want
to
see what he looks like?
Sure.
They're all Mexican kids anyway, so I mean,
hotter.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Want to see what Stephen Van Alphen looks like?
I really do.
All right, post in the chat.
Whoa.
Is he a Van or a Vaughn?
Whoa. Van.
Van.
Is there a Van?
Ooh. He's part of the tribe. He's a Dutch guy.
Uh-oh.
You can tell by his face and having the last name Van. Yeah, definitely.
And he also does the same things you do.
Expose himself to children?
Yep.
I don't think it would explain.
We bet you've seen some bizarre stuff.
Wait,
on Craig.
No.
This
no.
is Lauren Zima, who is the founder of the Zima drinks.
Big fan.
Zima!
Zima drink.
Seen some bizarre stuff on Craigslist, but you've probably never found this.
Imagine buying a desk under $200 on Craigslist, only to find thousands of dollars hidden inside.
And that's exactly what happened to this couple.
98,000.
They found $98,000 in cold, hard cash stuffed inside a plastic bag. So,
hold on.
Wait, why would you call the news?
That's a big-ass bag.
Hold on. A plastic bag filled with cash doesn't seem fucking suspicious, not even a little bit, to anyone besides me or...
Nope. Yeah.
Okay.
No. It does, is what I'm trying to say.
But what did they do with the money? The rabbi and his wife immediately called the seller.
Boo!
Oh, if he's a rabbi, that's
God
what they do.
Goddamn Jews?
Yeah, well, you would think he'd keep it, Dutch, I know.
Through the bag, I sort of saw like one $100 bill, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's money. And I picked it, I'm like, this is pretty heavy. And then we brought it over to the table and just sort of counted it up, and we're like, oh my gosh.
Well, Rabbi Noah Muroff and his wife returned the cash to its rightful owner, of course, good people that they are. Turns out the woman left her inheritance inside the desk. In a thank you note, she wrote, quote, I do like...
Your inheritance.
Why would you sell the table that your inheritance money is in?
Why would
something
you put
doesn't
it
add
in
up.
Bag?
Sorry. No, hold on. I'm not buying this fucking shit here. You don't realize... Okay,
Before you, who sold the table on Craigslist?
You sold my inheritance table?
To believe that there are still good people left in this crazy world that we live in.
The woman.
No, you're the crazy one. You know why the world's crazy? Because people leave their inheritance in plastic bags inside desks.
How much
desk.
Is it? 90,000?
98,000.
98.
You're retarded. You're part retarded to do that.
We like to believe
that. Hey, safer than the
bank. What is it?
Safer than the bank, right, guys?
No, don't put your money in the banks. Don't do that. It's bad.
Put your money in a dead alligator.
That's why I have a credit union.
That doesn't accrue interest, Ryan. It's a dead alligator.
It accrues tables.
Alligator interest.
Where did you go for the last half hour, by the way?
I've been right here.
He was watching that documentary on faggots.
Yes, I was.
And what did you learn?
They're awesome.
Stop it.
They're awesome.
Left in this crazy world that we live in.
The woman who got her inheritance back said she didn't remember where she had put it. Anchors for W.
What? $98,000.
How old is this bitch?
Did not, I don't know. It doesn't say.
$100,000.
$98,000 and you don't remember where you put it?
What a dummy. If I misplace $10, I'm turning over every part in my goddamn house.
That's because you're a broke bitch.
That's not.
Hold on. Rich guy Sean is talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking basic bitch. Dutch. Fuck you.
Did you just call my producer a basic bitch?
Yes, I did.
Nailed him.
That shit is 50 Shades of Cray.
Oh!
Hey, Sean, because that's what she says. Basic bitches wear that shit, so I don't even bother.
Oh!
I don't bother with
snap
that
back. Two snaps. Same fucking night.
By the way, who are you again?
What?
I'm your daddy.
Oh, shit.
Snap.
I love you, sweetheart.
That means he had sex with your mom.
I know.
Okay, I didn't know if you got it.
I just know the father.
Oh, I wanted to make sure that you knew.
Are we doing another whisper show?
Hey, guys, God. Wait till you see how much more annoying flights are going to be now.
Tails!
Tails!
We hear a lot more people answering their smartphones and texting during flights. The company who brought you in-flight Wi-Fi is now introducing a major new feature, the ability to send and receive calls and texts at 30,000 feet. Now, making phone calls on planes isn't exactly a new idea. Numerous airlines have tried it, but actually using the service was pretty expensive for both passengers and airlines. Making cell phone calls from the air has previously required airplanes to get expensive equipment makeovers. And no doubt that cost got passed down to passengers wanting to use the service. But here's where Gogo's plan is different. Customers will be able to use the same in-flight Wi-Fi service they already use for surfing the web to make calls and send texts. Plus, the company has made agreements with more than 200 carriers worldwide, so users can even keep their own phone numbers and simply roam onto Gogo's Wi-Fi.
Is someone that important that they can't be off the phone for a couple hours?
Like, you know how awful that is going to be when you have all these idiots
packed
into a plane trying to
what are you talking
call
about?
Somebody.
What are you hold on. What are you talking about? On a cross-Atlantic flight? You're going to
– What? Hold on. Hold on.
Can you hear me now?
Now? Do you hear me?
No. What? Hold on. I think my audio is going out.
The mobile subscriber you were trying.
And that's what it's going to be, and it's going to be fucking terrible for everybody around you. It's going to be horrible.
That's what my cell phone sounds like now.
And of course that person puts it on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
To get access,
I gotta let it ring out because it's a good part of the song is coming
out. Yeah, here it comes.
Whoop
up gang style, yeah!
God, I'm sitting next to that guy.
Download Gogo's corresponding iOS or upcoming Android app and chatter away. The finer details aren't too clear yet. Gogo hasn't announced when the service will be available, which airlines will offer it, or how much it will cost.
You think someone will be clever and be like, Gogo Gadget Phone?
Not if they ever want to be in the show again.
But Gogo apparently doesn't expect airlines in the U.S. to sport voice calls. In fact, a company rep told Engadget the service might be called Gogo Text stateside. Theoretically, you can already do this, but Gogo currently blocks Skype and other services at the request of the airlines. Gogo has more than 6,000 aircrafts equipped.
No, they do block it. I tried to use Skype once, too. Using
why would they requested airlines? Like, what's the problem?
Because it bogs, because they, you can only get so much Wi-Fi.
It eats up all the bandwidth.
It eats up all the bandwidth. If everyone on there that's on the Wi-Fi is using
why
Skype.
Why does that bother
Dutch,
the plane?
We
a separate server.
No. The plane's not going to explode. It's not.
Yes,
the fucking,
it is.
What they mean is that it bothers anybody else. Then no one's going to have Wi-Fi because everyone's on Skype. So, do you understand?
Okay.
But I'm on Skype, and that's what matters.
But we're all on Skype right now.
I know, and it doesn't even work that well now. Can you imagine on a plane?
Yeah, because if you have that as an option, your plane, you can't get to it because everybody's Skyping.
Right, and I think that's going to be the issue. Like, they don't let you use stream Netflix either. So, like, you pay for the Wi-Fi, which is fucking great, but then you're like, oh, can't stream Netflix. And it's not like they block it. Even if you try to stream Netflix, you can't. It's too slow, so.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fucking matter. That's why I just download movies illegally from Pirate Bay. I don't care anymore.
That's why I sleep during flights. Like, I don't, you know. Like,
what? No, I mean fucking screeners, whatever. Whatever cover story I made up last week. Anyway, Dutch, you want to start playing the outro? The Red Show is coming up next. They enjoyed being called the Nickelback of
right.
radio last week. We apologize. That was too big of a compliment.
Nickelback.
We apologize. They are more the Jars of Clay of More Like Radio, a hit Christian band.
Jars of Clay.
How good is Jars of Clay, awesome. Dutch?
Fantastic. Okay, neglect the Hippo text. Come on. Red Show,
so
stay
good.
Tuned.
I don't have a whole time.
All right, Marie,
but...
go.
Nope, I wasn't paying
All right, guys, time. Red Show
this
coming up
Justin,
next.
Justin, my dog gave me, or gave my big toe a lick. Just one.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, Royce is looking pretty sexy these days. And the next person who commented said, I know. I came like three times in the past 1.5 hours looking at him.
Stop reading Sean text.
Both of those came from Royce.
Oh.
Stop stroking
last
Royce's
one,
ego.
More like alligator.
Nailed it. All right, guys. Red Show next. Stay tuned. They're probably going to be drunk and screaming at us.
Hold on. This one's worth it.
Go ahead.
Shut up, you poop hole.
Okay. Well, take care, guys. Carolyn is in here too. One day they woke me up so I could live forever. Such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice.